Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, memorializing Trevor George Marshall. Noted educator and historian Trevor George Marshall died at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital on this day, February 12th in the year 2025, one day after his 77th birthday. The news of his passing was a shock to the Barbadian populace, the academic fraternity, historians, his former students, and a great loss to his family members. In his 77 years, Trevor Marshall was involved in many aspects of Barbadian and Caribbean life and did a great deal to lift up the causes of the socially disenfranchised. He was the quintessential roots man. From his youth, he was involved in all aspects of community activities related to culture, evolving to positions as a lifelong teacher, historian, activist, writer, agitator, and spokesman for the oppressed. His brother Emerson relayed that Trevor's interaction with older family members, listening to their stories of hard work, oppression, injustice, endurance, and resilience, fostered his love for history and developed the desire for activism. However, his experiences in Jamaica also shaped him, adding to his consciousness as a Black West Indian man of African ancestry in a colonial space. He loved Barbados and sought to serve. It was his calling. This was evident when, as a young graduate of the University of the West Indies, Mona, Jamaica, Trevor had an opportunity to join his mother and other siblings in the United States, but adamantly refused, choosing rather to find his way in his beloved Barbados. As a youngster, he served in the Barbados Cadet Corps and was lead drummer in the band. In this capacity, he was a present witness at the garrison Savannah as Barbados shook off the shackles of colonialism for independence. He dedicated his life to education, popular culture, and the retention of history and heritage in this island. His career path saw him start as a civil servant, writing speeches, working with the NCF, where he was prominently involved with the Emancipation Statue Project. Trevor tutored in history at the Barbados Community College from about 1979, retiring as head of that department in 2015. His work at the community college is preserved in the lives of his many students, to whom he passed on his knowledge, but to whom he was also a father figure, going above and beyond to ensure that they succeeded. In his early career, he also served as a tutor at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, and in retirement, pioneering tours in Bridgetown and writing for this program. Fatherhood came to Trevor at age 20, when his first daughter Gloria was born. Then at age 28 years old, Trevor George Marshall took Margaret Hines as his wife, and together they raised their children, Sharifa, Kwesi, Ayadeli, and Hadia. He impressed on them the value of education as a passport, immersed them in the cultural life of Barbados, and pride in their African heritage. As a father, having learned the hard lessons of growing up poor in colonial Barbados, he embraced opportunities and ensured that his children worked hard to do the same and reach their fullest potential.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.